With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The gang problem continues in Haiti, but in Cuba, the situation also seems increasingly unsettled. Demonstrators have been on the streets of Santiago amid blackouts and food shortages.
Tensions have soared in recent weeks on the communist-run island amid a worsening economic crisis, but demonstrations such as this remain rare. In a series of posts on social media, President Miguel Díaz-Canel acknowledged the protests and said he was listening, but accused the United States of seeking to foment unrest. The government continues to blame U.S. sanctions for the dire state of the economy, but critics say mismanagement is behind the current crisis, the worst in three decades. In a recent sign of the seriousness of the shortages, the government has, for the first time, been forced to ask the UN's World Food Programme for assistance.
BBC correspondent Tom Bailey. Meanwhile, in Haiti, gangs have attacked two upscale neighborhoods in Haiti's capital in a rampage that left at least a dozen people dead in surrounding areas. Gunmen looting homes in the communities of La Buell and Thomason before sunrise on Monday. Also at SRNNews.com, former U.S. Congressman John Campbell of California says life is about to get harder for many Americans despite all the strong economic reports we keep hearing about.
So you have all that good news going on out there, but then there's a lot of bad news on the other side, which is this inflation, the fact that people's incomes are more and more being eaten up by inflation, and that unemployment is actually ticking up.
Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network the economy may be headed towards stagflation, in which inflation will remain high even as overall economy and people's spending power grows weaker. The Dow had 131 points, the NASDAQ adding 170. This is SRN News. Attacks on Israel and demonstrations supporting them on American college campuses will not end well for perpetrators based on scripture. That's also the view of filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Patterns of Evidence films. Mahoney recently attended a Nashville breakfast focusing on the October 7th attacks on Israeli citizens by Hamas.
And I was brought to tears because when you hear what has happened, this is an amazing attack that people are denying, and we need to stand with Israel. And why is that? God made a covenant with the nation of Israel at Mount Sinai. Nations that come against the nation of Israel are cursed. And we have to be careful here in America and around the world, because the nations that come against the Jewish people, I believe that is in play. That curse is in play.
He adds that for Christians, this is not a time for business as usual. It's a time for everyone to spend time praying in the midst of a spiritual battle. This is SRN News. The State of the Union address did not improve President Biden's job approval numbers.
Mr. Biden remains at or below only 40% approval, according to last Friday's weekly averages from both RealClearPolitics.com and 538.com. Drilling down, a Reuters online poll a month ago indicated that perceptions about Mr. Biden are almost complete. Independents trending away from the president. According to that Reuters poll, 44% of Democrats rate political extremism as their top concern, compared with 38% of Republicans who cite immigration as their primary issue. George Williams reporting.
Vanessa, astronaut who commanded the dress rehearsal mission for the 1969 moon landing, has died. Thomas Stafford died Monday in a Florida hospital. He was 93. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.